Blog Talk Radio.
Wasn't that fun? That was about 2 seconds of AC/DC playing Hell's Bells. But it had a really good Bells introduction. And for this particular episode of Tic Mac Poe, that's what all the poems are about. They're about Bells. So I thought I'd do the Bells introduction by AC/DC. It's just that, you know, when it got to the vocals, I just sort of thought, no, I've had enough. So, hello everybody and welcome to this episode number many of Tic Mac Poe, the one, the only poetry quiz show which is on the radio waves. And the whole idea of this is reasonably straightforward. It's just like any tic-tac-toe game. You've got to get three in a row. It's a bit like that. And in order to get one, you've got to go and read a poem and make sure that you guess right. And you've got three guesses. It can either be by somebody else, it can be by me, or it can be by the great Edgar Allan Poe. It's as simple as that. Tic Mac Poe. It's simple. So, and you have a phone a friend, and the friend happens to be a person who knows my writing particularly well, and so I have to be really very careful about what I write, and that is Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
Well, how about you?
I'm good. I'm good. Did you like my last-minute change? I thought that was kind of cute. Anyway, Deb, everybody has a chance to speak to Deb once and once only. Otherwise, they've sort of done their dash, really. And so we will have two contestants. It's as simple as that. Well, we have two contestants in Mac, Tac, Mac, Poe, so why wouldn't you have two contestants joining us on the radio? And so we have my fellow board member on the wondrous team of voices on allpoetry.com, Sweet P. How are you doing, Sweet?
I am doing very well, thank you. How
Excellent.
Are you?
Are you feeling confident?
Oh, I'm never confident with this. I am never, ever, ever confident, but
okay.
I think it's a hoot.
Okay, cool. Righto. Well, that's always it's always well noted and a good place to start. And then we have another person who knows my writing very, very well, Sky. How are you, Sky?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. And I think Sky last time actually came on and actually got a couple of the poems right in terms of who they were when they wasn't even sort of part of the program, which you still knew who they were, so it's pretty impressive. Anyway, so we have Sweet and we have Sky. Now, Sweet, I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose whether you want to do be X's or O's. So my question for you, Sweet, is would you like to be X's or O's today?
I'm going to be the X's.
You're going to be the X's? Okay, Sky. Well,
yeah.
Sky, you are the O's. Now, Sky, I have a further challenge for yourself, okay? And that is we have to work out who goes first. And in order to do that, we toss a coin. And being an Australian coin, because that's what I am, go figure, listen to the accent, everybody, that has a Queen of England on one side and it has a little critter on the other. And today I have a 5-cent coin, being the smallest legal tender coin that we have, and it has an echidna on one side and the Queen's head on the other, although a very small one because it's only a small coin. So my question to you is, do you want heads or tails, the Queen's head or the little echidna tail?
Yes.
Sky, your choice.
The Queen's
head. Okay, right, here we go. Here we go. Up with the coin. And we heard it. And I'm very, very sorry. Very, very sorry. But it is actually the cute little echidna, cuddling me 5. And so, Sweet, I'm going to go to you first.
Yes.
And
whoops.
I am going to say, not only are you X's, but you are kicking off the show by choosing the first poem, and in a very Henry Ford way, you can have any poem
right.
you like, as long as it's between 1 and 9. Outside that,
okay.
I can't help you very much. But you can have any poem you like between 1 and 9.
I want 5.
You want 5. We can do that. Here we go. Let me copy it and put it on the board. I'll try not to. Last time I did this, I actually deleted one, which was very embarrassing. And it meant that I had to go to a backup poem on the spot, which was, you know, completely not what I was intending to do. So anyway, I'm going and putting it on the board now. And it's one stanza. It starts with chosen sweat.
Okay. Am I you're reading this, right, or am I reading it?
Yes, please. If you could read it, that would be great. Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't done this. Okay. Chosen as the largest with heavy shoulders wide, his job to wield a metal charger when the moment high, and once his watch was off and alarmed the skies, he ran and rang that bell and metal to echo time.
Indeed.
So who is this, might I ask? A.T., Poe, or might be someone else?
Good question. That is the question. Is it Poe? It could be Poe. Is it somebody else? And there's all sorts of people. It could be somebody else. Or, alternatively, it could be me. And there are your three options, really. It's as simple as that. It's not a hard game. It's when it comes down to it, you know,
yes.
You've just got to choose between those three. Now, of course, you can get Deb's help, but you can only get Deb's help once. You realise that?
Yes, I know. I do realise that I can only get heads. You know, I realise that this is, you know, only one time, but I am going to go with possibly someone.
Sorry, I missed that. It broke up, Sweet. Can you say that again for me, please?
I'm going to go with someone else.
You're going to go with someone else? Okay.
Okay.
Now, I have to ask you, Sweet. I have to ask you. I can't convince you to go and talk to Deb or to change your mind at this point.
You know, now you got. I hate when you do that.
No, I always
really
do that.
Do.
That's part of my job as the host.
I
is
know
to create
you do
uncertainty.
It.
I know. That's what I do.
I know.
I mean, I wouldn't be a host
I
if
know.
I wasn't doing that.
I know.
You know? Well, I've got you thinking, which is good news. Yeah.
I know. I really don't like that at all. I'm still going to go with someone else. I really am. I may be completely wrong,
okay,
but that's what my gut tells me.
Okay. Well, let's put a drum roll on. I've been thinking about it for a while. And I can tell you that the answer is... Goddamn. I don't know who it is, but it's not somebody else. So, with that, I go and put a little dash on the board, and I go and hopefully put that on the Guru Team of Voices board so that everybody can see it. And while I'm doing that, I am going to turn to Sky and say, Sky, you can have any number you like between, you know, 1 and 9, as long as it isn't 5, because we've just had that guess and we didn't get one right so far. So we are in your hands, so to speak. Any number between 1 and 9, as long as it is not 5.
7.
Sorry, what was that? That was... Can you say that again, Scott? It was number...
7. 7.
Number 7. Okay, number 7 it is. I shall grab poem number 7, and it is 2 stanzas, and I'm about to put them up on the board now, and they start with, I believe, the word toll. So, yes, they do. 2 stanzas. First word is toll. They are up on the board for you to read them now.
Toll the church's bells in this tiny town, for coming are the English, the dragons of the crown. What they lacked in number made up for their pride, but none of that assisted when only soldiers on one side.
A little brevity there. Well read. Thank you. Now I go to you, Sky, and I say, well, no, we've got 4 options, really. It can be Poe, it could be me, it could be somebody else, or... At this point in time, you could use your one and only shot at it and go and talk to Deb.
I want to see you.
Okay. That's an interesting observation and very quickly made. Can I suggest that you can get Deb to have a chat to you about it, or did you want to talk to anybody before you, or can I change your mind?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay. Fair enough. Well, it's good to see. You've always got to check, though, Sky. You've got to check. Okay. Well, if that's the case, let us go to the video code. And let's see what the answer might be. You get right. Nice little brevity. Nice big piece. Well done, Sky. Good start, as they say in the classics. So I am going to go and put a wonky-looking circle in square number 7, and I am then going to load that up to the Team of Voices room so that we can all see that, hopefully, and we can see how bad my O's really are. So, upload, add an image, it's thinking about it, which is better than saying no, which it's done on occasion, and I am adding it now, and we can see my wonky zero on the board now, and I now turn to you, Sweet, and say, I'm much better at X's than I am at O's, for the record. And ask for you to choose a number between 1 and 9, which, of course, cannot be 5 or 7.
1.
Number 1 it is. Okay. There we go. Grab that. It's one stanza. And it starts with the bells, which, of course, are what... Everything has something to do with tonight, the bells. And it's up on the board for you now. It's starting with first.
Okay, the bells upon the church were rung with a mighty silver peal. For it's just that I should tell you how of all the days in the year. The day of our ecstasy was blessed Christmas morn, and the house above the coastguard was the house where I was born.
Isn't that nice? Nice little Christmas sort of reference there with bells and A-B rhyme. I mean, what more could you ask for in a poem? And so I go to you, Sweet, and I say, is that a poem by Edgar Allan Poe? Is that a poem by me?
No, that's a poem by somebody else.
By somebody else.
Somebody else, absolutely. I know this one.
It sounds very, very confident there, so... I'm thinking I'm
lighthouse
probably not going to change your mind. That's the case. It is a lighthouse poem. It's got a videotape, and the videotape says... Yep. That is the absolute correct. That is a poem by somebody else. And I have to say, you were very, very confident. It was by somebody. It's the minute that
I have a book of lighthouse poems, and that's one of the poems in the lighthouse poems.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't know.
I actually have a question.
I'll take that anyway.
Yes, you have a question. Yes.
So last time you told us how many of each there was, but you didn't tell us this time.
Oh, that was a complete oversight. So, Sky, my apologies. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. There is one poem by Edgar Allan Poe, and there are four poems by somebody else, and there are four poems by me. Okay? So the rules of the game have not changed. I just forgot to tell you about them. There you go. 4, 1, and 4. Is it okay?
Oh, I'm wondering why. I had another question because I realized I was muted. The one that scratched out, you didn't give the answer. You just what that was ever.
No, I never do. I never do because there's still three choices, you see, and so we don't look at the ones that don't get answered until we get to the end and we guess those again should we need to.
Elimination. Because we'll have answered all the other boxes, possibly. If we get them all the other ones right, we'll know what that one is.
Well,
but no matter what,
right.
When the game ends, he puts up a list of who was what and where it was.
I put up a list of who they are anyway. But we have to go through every square first before we go back and have a look at those that we've tried before. That's the only thing, Sky. So
I get to try again at the end. Is that what you're saying? If no one wins?
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Yes.
Okay.
So,
all my questions are answered. Thank you.
Sky? Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Well, that was simple and straightforward and completely reasonable and sensible.
I'll take 9.
You're going to take 9. Okay,
yeah.
You can take 9. That makes sense to me. Let me get poem number 9 and put that up on the board for you. And it is a perfectly lovely poem, and it is two stanzas, and it starts with the letter A of all things, and it is up on the board shortly. Now,
in vivid moon forms crescent loon, fairies waltz within bell's tune. Behind clouds, sea lantern flow, patterns print autumn out below, until fairies get ready for the morn. Feet dapple and stray on emerald lawn, gathering plans by shadows return into eve where the church lights burn.
Intriguing.
I'm going to say someone else.
Okay. Now, of course, Sky, I have to stop you there and say you've got Deb sitting in the background who's ready and willing to help. And, of course, you can get her assistance or you can decide not to and reconfirm your answer to them.
I'm going to stay with my answer.
Okay, you can do that. Okay, well, nobody's used Deb yet, and that's okay. That's cool. So let me go to videotape and find out the answer. And the answer is... Dang, it's not somebody else. That's a bit of a pain. Anyway, it is not somebody else. We know that now, and so we put that in our bag and we catch that along, and I'm just going to put a little dash there now with a O there. That's one we may have to come back to, and I'm going to put that up on the board now. Now, while I do this, while I put this up there, I was going to talk about and read a poem that I really like. And this is a poem that I had not come across before, and I was looking for poems for the show, and I thought it would be a damn shame not to have this whole poem on because it just appealed to me so much. So it doesn't happen that way often, I've got to say, that occurs, but it was you know, just something that I don't know, it just stuck out to me, and that is a strange, as I said, a strange thing. So I'm now putting the game board up so everybody can see it, and then I'm going to read this poem. So bear with me. It's not long, and it's actually from a long time ago. It's from about 100 years ago. It's from the World War I era. So bear with me. It goes a little bit like this. There is a quiet gentleman a-motoring in France, and don't you hear the honking of a British motor car? Like any quiet gentleman that you may meet by chance, who doesn't wear a uniform and doesn't sport a star. Another quiet gentleman is sitting by his side. Oh, do you hear the shuffling feet tonight in gay Paris? The honking of their motor car when they go for a ride is louder than the biggest gun that's made in Germany. Another quiet gentleman who's very like the first, though don't you hear the tinkle of the sleigh bells on the snow? He's riding out in Russia now to watch the best and worst. Oh, hear the bells of Petrograd are ringing soft and low. The Christmas bells of Petrograd that hail the birth of Christ, the sleigh bells from the opera that hail the birth of sin, while eyes of men are dried in hell and hearts of men are iced, are louder than the loudest blare. It's blaring in Berlin. End poem. What a hell of a poem that is. What a hell of a poem that is. Just quietly, just saying between friends, that is a brilliant poem. So I just love it. I love the poem. And I love the sentiment, and I love the whole World War I connection, and I just love everything about that poem. And I'm just putting it on the board now. And so, does anybody want to guess who that poem was by? And Stephen, I'm about to tell you, if nobody guesses.
I was going to say, it's got a... who wrote that? I think that it has a feel like either banjo or Lawton type of guy, so maybe it's someone from your neck of the woods.
You want to put that on the board, Deb, in terms of a suggestion, and if you get it right, you get 250 points.
Oh, let me see some.
I actually really love that poem. I really do. I think it's a brilliant piece of writing. One of my favorite I've read for a little while.
I'm going to my English lit class and think.
And Deb's gone the right. Deb has got the points. It is actually Henry Lawson. It's a bit too sort of pointed for banjo.
He's yeah, it was a little off for banjo, but it was close enough that.
No, it's Henry Lawson. Brilliant, brilliant poem. Love the Henry Lawson poem. And great guest, Deb. That's why you're the expert, you know. That's why we have you as the expert. So now that I've shared my poem that I really, really like, I am going back to the game that we were playing once upon a time. And I have the board up there now. And we have done guesses for 1, 5, 7, and 9. And so, Sweet, you're up for 2, 3, 4, 6, or 8. It's almost a lot, even
three.
Numbers, isn't it? 2, 3, 4. 3, was that?
I'll take 3.
Okay, 3 it is. So let me... Okie dokie. So this is 2 stanzas. It starts with someone's, and I'm just going to put it up on the board now. And might have got all tangled up in the copying. But anyway, there you go. Do your best with that, Sweet.
Someone marries their everyone. Laugh their crime and did their dance. Sleep, wake, hope, and then they fed their nurse, they slept their dream. Stars rain, sun moon, and only the smoke can begin to explain how children are asked to forget, to remember, with up the floating many bells down. So what?
Well done. Because the it's all gone a bit crazy in the copy and paste. So thank you for that. Quite a different poem, Sweet. What are you thinking about that little piece?
Weak. It rings to someone that I kind of need, even though it's kind of chopped.
Yes.
I'm not sure, but it rings of a little man with double initials. If I'm right.
Yes.
So I'm going to not go one way, but kind of think I'm coming down the road and say something else.
Sorry, who is it?
I think it's coming. That's who I'm going to go with.
Sorry, I missed that tweet. It was very, very silent. So I'm having trouble hearing you.
What was that you said? You said someone else.
I said someone else.
You said someone else? You said someone
else.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you said that fairly much with conviction. I can't convince you that it's Poe or myself in the broader scheme
Let's
of things.
Say, I'm not coming your way. I'm going to stay at someone else.
Okie dokie. Righto. Well, very good. Okay. That being the case, I'm going to go to the videotape and I'm going to say that it's definitely somebody else. Definitely somebody else. So that is, and it you do get extra points for the fact that you actually knew who wrote it. So,
well,
because, you know...
It screams of him, does it not? How apt are
sorry?
To forget to remember?
It does.
I said it does scream of him.
It
He's
does.
Very
no,
odd.
I'm with you all the way.
Right.
Yeah, it is, but it does scream. I'm with you. And so your X is now in the top box there, and I'm going to put that up on the board. And it is a very double initial coming type ride. So you know, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's if you're into your sort of literature classes and stuff, and I never did literature, you know, so I've sort of dipped out on all of that, and I've only been able to find out any of this stuff since we sort of started doing things like Tic Mac Poe, and I've been able to go and educate myself as to what was going on with the world of literature and writing and all that stuff. But now it is up on the board, and fingers crossed. Yeah, it is. So we've got some X's and then a dash and a dash and an O, and I turn to you, Sky, and so you can have any one you like as long as it's an odd, an even number, actually. 2, 4, 6, or 8. How's that? Kind of fun.
Two.
Two it is. Two for the block.
I have to look at this.
Two for the blocks, and so let me go to poem number 2. Ooh, that's fun. This starts with if, and it's 2 stanzas, and it should be up on the board now.
If you were a bird and lived on high, you'd moved. It leaned, don't I? If you were a bird and lived on high, you'd lean on the wind when the wind came by. They'd say the wind, when it took you away, that's where I wanted to go today. Where am I going? I don't quite know. What does it matter where people go? Down in the wood where the bluebells grow. Anywhere, I don't know.
Thank you very much, Scott. And my question to you, of course, is that a poem by Edgar Allan Poe? Is that a poem by me? Or is that a poem by somebody else? Or, at this getting towards the later stage of the program, do you want to speak to Deb?
Yeah, I'll talk to Deb.
You going to talk to Deb?
Yeah, I'll talk to that.
Oh,
why not?
I'm quite excited. As the expert comes in. Deb, it's all yours.
Sky. So, my thing is, I've read it a couple times while you were contemplating, and my gut says that you should say someone else.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with somebody else.
There you go. Well, there's no point having an expert if you don't pick up their answer and repeat it. That's what I say. And so let's go to the videotape. And the answer is... Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody else. That's somebody else. Yeah. Nobody wants to sort of tell me who it might have been for an extra 250 points while we adjust things.
No, this one
I don't know. Just didn't seem to be you.
Don't
in it,
know?
But I who it is now.
I have no idea who this is.
Well, it is the great author of Pooh Bear and everybody else. It's actually A.A. Milne. And a poem by A.A. Milne. There you go.
Nice.
So, me going esoteric with the teddy bears and the Christopher Robin. So there you go. A.A. Milne was the poet from England. Did that
down to the
piece,
wood
but,
where the bluebells grow. Oh, cool, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, A.A. Milne. So kind of fun, really. I was quite excited when I found a A.A. Milne poem that fitted in my theme. A nice block by Sky. And so, gee, we're getting close towards the old situation where we could have a draw again, but let's see what happens. You never know your luck in a big city. And talking about a big city suite, you can have the odd-numbered poems of number 4, number 6, or number 8.
I want number 8.
And number 8 it is. And that is going onto the board as we speak. And, well, that is if the board lets me, because that's always useful. If it does, please let me put something on the board if I ask really nicely. And it's pasted there now. It's one stanza, and it starts with OC.
Oh, she's a lot of time and violence today. While love, love, through green rings around me. This is a sign for itchy ground, our breath pounding up the sea, the flying man breath dies across the border, for the sky and time the air. I remember the color of music and how forever all the trembling bells of me are mine.
Isn't that a funky piece of writing? Well read. Clowns.
I love naughty clowns.
There you go. Naughty clowns. There's a thought for the day.
He's a naughty clown. You know, that almost is something that you would write. He's a naughty clown. But I don't see writing flying man breath out across the boarded sky, climbing air. I mean, it gives me much more detail than that. Remember the color of music and how forever all the trembling bells of you were in me. Oh, you know, is that some fair of you?
Now, of course, I should say, while you are contemplating this suite, you can use Deb. You still have Deb to use, but of course, once you use it once, that's it. But it is coming towards the end of the day.
Perfect.
We've gone with two now in a row to our expert, which is crowd getting quite confident. And Deb, we're in your.
Yeah, you seem to be using that as well.
Okay, so a lot of crumbling paper back there. Okay, let me see. I really think that you guys just pulled two in a row that were someone else because something in the middle, our breath pounding up to see the flying man beast out across board and sky and climb the air, and I feel like I've read that, but not from AP. So my gut someone else.
My gut's kind of going the same way because it's kind of got kind of a sense of him, but it doesn't have his cadence, it doesn't have his rhyme. So AP, we are going with someone else on this.
Well, it's a very well thought through and articulated piece of thinking there, and we have seen that I have before gone and done strange things, but in this particular case, somebody else. So that might be two on your game there, doing very well.
It's Anne Sexton.
Thank you very much. It was Anne Sexton. Very, very well done.
Wow.
Well done. So the great
American. I got her on that big-ass bookshelf I had to move yesterday.
Did you?
There you go.
I'm super impressed, Sky. So there's 250 points for an Anne Sexton guess, because that is
impressive. I really loved it. Did you ever read her Transformations one? She does a rendering of all, like, old fairy tales, but in a very adult kind of way.
Yes. So there you go. So a little bit of Anne Sexton, first Anne Sexton, I think, has hit Tick Mac Post, so there you go. Now, I turn to you, Sky, and what's appearing to be a situation where I can't see how there can be a win, but anyway, who knows? And you can choose either poem number 4 or poem number 6.
All right. I'm, like, running around. I'm sorry, the paper was me. I'm running around cleaning while I'm listening to you guys. So cleaning. I just have to walk back into AP. I'm sorry. I'm cleaning my house. Okay. I'm going to go... Well, I mean, there's not really a lot here. Okay, hold on. Let's see.
No, there's not. No. 4 or 6, really. All right. There's what's left.
All right. 4 or 6, you said? Oh, I'm going to go 6.
I said 4 or 6.
Yeah, I'll go 6.
6 it is. It's 2 stanzas, starting with here, and it is coming up on the board as we speak. It is there. Now.
All right. Guys, there's no pre-reading on this show, huh?
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. It is... Oh, that's the wrong group. I'm sorry. Here, the sledges. With the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they twinkle, twinkle, twinkle in the icy air of night. While the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with crystalline delight. Keep time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme, and that's the bells by Edgar Allan Poe. The bells. They're paying homage to that over on Poetic Slice next week.
Well, there you go. I'm going to be doing the bells. Might as well put the bells in by Poe, and it's impossible to sort of get the poem.
I didn't need to pre-read that one.
So, well, but that was a useful thing to do. You know, there was no drama with that. That was very useful. So let me go in. And put your O on the board. And look, it's as simple as that. You know, Tom, that's pretty bloody easy, doesn't it? Really? So, you know, go. Try, I say. Okie doke. So that puts a 0 there. That's then done. And I can't for the life of me say, maybe, oh, I don't know. Oh, stranger things have happened before. Anyway, I'm putting the board up, and sweet, you don't, unfortunately, or fortunately, or somewhere between fortunately and unfortunately, you don't have a choice in terms of what you're going to have, because there is only one poem that we haven't actually read so far, and so that is, of course, poem number 4. So Poor, Sad, Lonely number 4 is the last poem on the board, and so when I actually can stop adding the wrong damn pictures, which I think I'm doing now to the board, so you can see where we're up to. It sort of doesn't make a great deal of difference in some ways, but anyways. No, it's the wrong one. It's my map of the surface of Titan. That's not going to help anybody. It might help me. I mean, it's a perfectly lovely surface map of Titan from the NASA spacecraft in 1972, but it's actually not going to give you a picture of what is going on in this particular round that we're playing a picnic putt. You know, it might give you a perfectly lovely position on Titan, but apart from that, it doesn't do anything. So now I'm going to, now that I've said all of that and put the thing up on the board, which really doesn't make a great deal of difference to anything, I'm going to grab poem number four and put it up on the board, which starts, it's one stanza, and it starts with the word away, as in A-W-A-Y, not anchors away, and it is up on the board now.
Okay. Oh. Away with the scraggy locks of wool as full as the head rose. All the curly sections of sleeve have fallen well towards his toes. And as he shoves another sleeve out the door on his way, he rings the bell, says out a cheer, for he's the colt of Castlewell. Thank you, Loki, for that is yours.
Sorry, Sweet, you've made your decision straight away, I think, from the sound.
Yes, I did.
That is my work.
That is you. That is your work.
Yeah, well, that's well, yes. Look, I guess in the grander scheme of things, it probably is frequently that you've all been so equal. Yeah. So, you know, there's no point really talking about the fact that it could be somebody else. So let's have a look here. Well, let's keep playing the game, but I'm coming to the position that we're probably going to have another draw for only the second time ever. So
that would be cool. I need a half a second to make Sky laugh.
Lemonizers!
Did you put that in the studio?
No, you did.
No, yeah. You need a few minutes. You need to go sit down. I'm sorry, what?
You did it.
I put it in your Oh, it's still not deleted.
See, I knew I'd make you laugh.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm like trying to get this out. I'm like yelling
at
children.
No, cool.
I don't know why they're still up. Yeah. I didn't realize I didn't delete it.
That's all you, dear heart. But yeah, like I said, I just wanted to make
hilarious.
You laugh. Back to your regular scheduled program.
Now, I sort of don't want to be a party pooper, but I can't. No.
Anybody who knows the law of deduction, they're all you left, man.
Well, I was going to say, under the law of deduction, we've got a draw.
Brilliant women like me and Sky together.
Well, wait a minute.
You know, we've got a draw.
Look,
there's no way we're
going to
get a result.
Number 5 and number 9, if both of them become brain dead and the other one, if we turn that into 2 X's, there's a winner. So
We've already worked out the pose.
They're both APs.
So,
we've wiped out all the someone
both,
else's. They're both APs by power of deduction.
I guess it would kind of be a waste too.
There is no other
outcome.
The power of the process of elimination. She said the power of deduction. The same thing.
It is. By the power of deduction, it's actually got to be the fact that this is a draw.
Reduction.
And we don't need to go and answer 5 and 9 in order to work that out, because as Sweet has already said, we've had 4 somebody else's. We've had 1 Poe. And so the other 2 must be AP Taylors. Yes.
Yes.
And so
I keep track.
And so we have a draw officially, which means that both of you get 750 points, but Sky gets an extra 500 points for her 2 guesses. And Deb gets 250 points. Which one did you do, Sweet?
She did letters in the lighthouse.
at my lighthouse.
You got the lighthouse.
That's okay.
You got the lighthouse. Not true. Not true. So you get 250 points extra. No, you're right. So Sweet gets 1,000.
What
gets 1,000? Sky gets 1,250, and Deb gets 250. That's where we've finished at a draw. And I shall go through the poems that we had. We had number one was by an extract from Robert Stevens, and number two was from my friend A.A. Milne. Number three, as correctly stated by Sweet for the record, it was E.E. Cummings. Number four was me, as correctly picked by Sweet. Number five was me. Number six, of course, was the Bells. Number seven was a few soldiers, which didn't take Sky down the wrong path at all. Number eight was Anne Sexton, and number nine was a little bit of fairies. And that's where we finished, as they say, in the broader scheme of things. So my thanks to Deb.
You get to come and hang out with us tomorrow night. You're the winner.
You do.
You're the winner.
We got keywords tomorrow night. There were no keywords in this, so I saved my keywords. But very, very well done to Sky and to Sweet, who pick up the points for all of their cleverness and the fact that they got extras along the way. And my thanks to Sweet.
AP, do you realize now that there has been two ties, that you're going to have to come up with some clever tiebreaker to keep in your pocket for this occasion?
I like the idea of ties. I like it. Because
I've never lost.
There's always ties.
I mean, I've never won, but I've never lost. There you go.
Me
neither. I've lost several times.
I think it's really cool. There you go. So,
there you go.
Anyways,
well,
I think that's a tie. Nice
Sky's been on twice, tied twice.
Ties have been.
That
I
will
like
never
ties.
Happen again.
So, thank you to everybody for coming along.
Do you hear her baiting me? She knows this is too late for me. She's like, that will never happen again. She's just trying to beat me. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I have this premonition that there'll be a grudge match in the future. Sometime in the year 2022.
Oh, I love my sweet. I can't be grudging. Yeah.
I said, I'm not.
I only get that way with. I only get that way with Steven. I trash mouth Steven really pretty bad, but that's about it.
So, I sort of think, you know, with all of that, I'm going to go out with a bit of the Bangles. Why the heck not? A bit of Hazy Shade of Winter, and from the All Girl Band that sort of starred through the 80s, and terribly high voices, you know, just couldn't go near them. So thank you, everybody. A cool game. And I'm quite impressed that once again we've had a draw. And thank you to everybody. And we'll go out with the Bangles, and we'll see you all tomorrow night with Deb, Hatter, and I for something about Q.
Oh, hold on one second.
Until then.
Sky. I think she needs to push her show for tomorrow first, please.
I'll go for it, Sky.
Oh yeah, tomorrow, Sweet Pea.
Yeah,
Everly, and you guys, if you guys want to sign up, it's my Volume 11 Storyboard Special Edition. I know you and Deb have a, this is your reminder, have a reserve.
Sonic a Hedgehog.
The AP and Hatter, if you don't have a reserve, you're more than welcome to come by. It's Volume 11 of my Storyboard Special Edition, and as always, you each get your own picture. And you write to that picture, and it's who's the best Santa. So there are Star Wars characters. There are Family Guy characters. There are video game characters. There are superhero characters, all dressed up as Santa. And you pick one, and you reserve it, and you write to me anything you want, as long as it pays some kind of tribute to the original character, even if it's through a metaphor. Or you can just tell me why they make the best Santa or what they would do as Santa Claus. So Stephen has Peter Griffin, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, good boy.
That's going to be – I know. I'm actually pretty excited about
all
of them. So
If you don't have one, go reserve it. If you have one, don't forget about me. Thank you. 8 p.m. because I like to be early. I'm
good,
old.
Good song. Don't
I'm,
you
an,
forget
I'm an
about
old lady.
We're not going to play that. But Bangles. And thank you, everybody. Thank you for a cool draw. And until next time, Tic Mac Po. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Bangles, straight in, straight out, hazy shade of winter, there and gone. We'll see you next next show for the Q show with Deb Hatter and I. And until then, have a good evening. Bye, everybody.
Night.